Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jayden Forster.
The week goes oh so quick. Jayden Forster, good morning to you, my friend.
Hello, PT. Good morning.
How's your week been?
Pretty good, actually. I'm keeping a close eye this morning on what's happening with Britney Spears over in the US. With reports that she's set to tie the knot with her fiancé, Sam Asghari, in the next couple of hours in front of around 100 people, including some very famous faces, including Madonna, Gwyneth Paltrow and Paris Hilton, apparently. But not her sister or her parents. They're not invited to the ceremony, apparently.
Funny about that.
Yeah, I wonder why. But yeah, she's expected to tie the knot within the next couple of hours. So I guess watch this space.
She's not mucking around getting married and having a baby. And I'll tell you what, Johnny Depp's not mucking around. He's laying down the law. And his lawyer has hinted he may waive the damages bill. But if Amber Heard does one simple thing.
Yeah, well, that's right. And I guess that main thing, that main sticking point will be that she doesn't repeat these allegations going forward. You can almost bet your bottom dollar that Johnny Depp will make her sign some arrangement or agreement of that particular nature. But earlier in the week on Breakfast Television, in fact, in America, one of his lawyers came out and hinted very strongly that he may waive that $14.4 million damages bill that Amber Heard has been ordered to pay. She certainly made it very clear that she has no hope in hell of paying that bill. And then sort of you hear that sort of statement and you wonder, why? Why would Johnny Depp do this? And here's a little bit of his lawyer explaining why Johnny Depp may be doing this particular thing.
He was over the moon. It was like the weight of the world had been taken off his shoulders, and I feel that finally, after 6 years, he's gotten his life back. This was never about money for Mr. Depp. So this was about restoring his reputation, and he's done that.
Yep, and those words have been spoken a few times over the course of this, that he basically just wanted to get his life back and, you know, have his name back in light, so to speak, where Hollywood is concerned, and it may still happen.
Yeah, indeed. It's certainly a possibility. I mean, there's certainly a lot of love out there for Johnny Depp. If people saw some pictures earlier in the week of him being virtually pulled from pillar to post by two security guards just trying to leave a hotel. So it's pretty crazy pandemonium out there if you are a fan of Johnny Depp. Of course, you know, must mention as well, Amber Heard, her appeal. We're still waiting to receive any official note on that one, whether the paperwork will be filed sooner rather than later. I guess we'll wait and see. But yeah, she certainly has no hope in hell of paying that bill.
Jayden Forster, some sad news coming through today. Hey, Hey, It's Saturday star John Blackman facing a fresh cancer battle.
Yeah, I'm rather surprised, actually, that this story hasn't received more attention than it has. It was mainly only in the paper when he shared the news on Facebook. But, yeah, a quick background. People may know that 4 years ago he had his jawbone removed as a result of bone cancer. And 4 weeks ago, his doctors discovered that there is a fresh bout of bone cancer, but in a different place, this time on top of his head. So they have successfully removed that particular bone, replaced it with a titanium bone, and removed part of the cancer that had spread into his brain. And they've since done some biopsies from his brain, and they seem to have all come back clear. So the prognosis is pretty good. John is very determined and very upbeat about it all. He's still playing it, you know, very funnily, certainly very positive about it all, as he has been all this way throughout this journey. But it is cancer, so there's still a road to go ahead of this, and that will begin next week when he begins radiotherapy. So we wish him all the best.
We certainly do. And to wrap things this morning, forgive the pun, but the cameras are set to roll for the final time on Australia's longest-running soapy, Neighbours, will wrap up filming today.
Yes, that's right. And out at Nunawading at their studios, in fact, not out at the fictional Ramsay Street in Vermont South. But yeah, today will be the final day. It's sort of been like a steady procession of emotional stars filming their final scenes over the course of the last few days. Alan Fletcher and Jackie Woodburn finished earlier in the week. Sharon Joville yesterday, Nat Bass yesterday, Guy Pearce earlier in the week. So it's all been going on, but the final scenes will be filmed today out there. So no doubt it will be an emotional day with lots of tears, lots of laughs and lots of reflections over what's happened over those last years. And they'll have a big party to wrap it all up as they say goodbye to what has been an incredible Australian soap.
Yeah, absolutely. Kylie Minogue's done a scene as well. We don't know how long that scene will go for, but Charlene will be back. But no Scott, apparently. No Jason Donovan, I'm hearing.
No, he did.
He did?
Yes. Both of them came back. It was a few weeks ago now. He's actually performing over in the UK with the Technicolor Dreamcoat show, and they actually put that show on hold so he could come back here to do that. But it's only, I don't want to get anybody's hopes up here, but it's only a very short blink and miss it sort of scene out of Ramsey Street.
So right,
it's nothing majorly dramatic, but that's the same for most of the cast members that are returning.
Yeah, absolutely. Jaden Forster, always great to catch up with the Big Show Entertainment Report. Enjoy the long weekend, enjoy the week, and we'll catch you next Friday.
I'll catch you then. Thank you.